Out and about in Western agriculture. Researchers started monitoring weed-resistant development about 30 years ago. The difference between the numbers from then and now is staggering. As Agnet West has reported before, and most growers know from experience in the field, weeds are developing pesticide resistance at an alarming rate. Cooperative Extension Specialist Mick Canavari says the numbers speak for themselves.
When we first start monitoring resistance, it was probably 30 plus years ago, and we only had probably 12 weeds in the world that were resistant to herbicides. Today we have about 450. And from last year to this year, we gained about 35 more that became resistant worldwide. We have 25 different chemistries of herbicides. Now 22 of the 25 have developed some type of resistance to weeds. So the point being made is, again, it's happening faster than we want to see, and we have to be very mindful.
Canavari says the problem is the time it takes to develop a new chemical to combat the weed.
It takes 10 years to develop any pesticide, whether it's an insecticide, a herbicide, or fungicide, from the point of discovery of a molecule to a registration of a product is approximately 10 years and between $200 and $250 million. Resistance is happening year by year. It's happening faster than we're able to develop these things. So it's something to be mindful of and to manage properly.
I'm Taylor Hillman for Agnet West.